Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, I'm Candy.
What the hell was that?
New year, new me.
Yeah, and hi guys. That sounds like, you know, when the phone voice, when you go high pitched. Hello.
Hi guys, I'm Candy.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is your first time listening to part, where the fuck you been in?
Where you at? Welcome, pull up a chair.
Get on your Zoom.
Right?
Get in the bed.
Right?
No, in all seriousness, if this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. Mm-hmm. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
I do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Fucking New Year.
I have to give all right, Nippy. I had to give all a right, Nippy.
Had to give a razzmatazz.
Speaking of razzmatazz, before we even dive into this New Year episode, you know who is the personification of razzmatazz?
Go on.
Now let me get her name right, because now I'm gonna mess up her name. So not the one that carries the bag on the stage. The other one that has her own line of desserts of pies.
You, Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle.
I was not expecting her to end up on my Pinterest board.
Raz.
Laid.
Matas.
Laid.
The woman.
Face.
Beat.
Hair. Laid.
Nails.
Done.
Yeah. Auntie Patti.
Oh my Christ.
And then let's talk about the voice.
And more to the point, because this is what blows my tiny brain. You know she was in Forbes last year because her pies made $200 million in revenue.
Yep. A patty pie?
$200 million in profit. From a patty pie.
A patty pie?
No, we stan a queen.
We stan a queen.
I think she's like the Black Martha Stewart. In terms of she's just taken that personal brand and made it so homey, so like,
yes, she's branched out. We always called her Auntie Patti.
I just want to be under
that.
Auntie Patti.
Listen,
bro.
And I know she smells good. Auntie Patti. Listen, and when she puts on an outfit,
go and Google Auntie Patti LaBelle right now. Go on her Insta right now.
Have you seen her collab with Cardi B? I said, Auntie Patti stays on her Zoom. She said 4K, HD, my camera on.
Multi-generational, multi-dimensional, multi-talented.
If you don't know her for her songs, you know her for a patty pie. If you don't know her for her pie, you know her for her memes, because she a funny little woman. She's a funny little woman.
Come on.
Shout out to Miss Patti. I want to be that razzmatazz.
Like the razzmatazz.
She's the definition of like Werther's original era with some sprinkle.
And some money.
Yeah. Some sprinkle and a bit of money. She's pulling out a Werther's original.
You're going to take the advice from?
Yeah.
Because it looked like life worked out for you.
Real good.
Real
good. I have to show you the video where she's on, I think it's Tyra Banks's chat show ages ago. And there's another lady who's like a chef. And she's like, oh, I've made these cupcakes. And Patti picks up the cupcakes and then says to the audience, oh, this is paper. And then the lady was like, don't eat the paper. And then Miss Patti LaBelle's like, why would I eat the paper?
Like,
she's like, girl. And then she's like rolling her eyes like, why would I eat the paper? Yeah. Like, insert the clip if we use this as a social clip, because she's like, why would I eat the paper? And then she's like rolling her eyes to the audience like, look at this dummy.
Love her. Listen, that's love so her. Random, but love a Patti. Girl, is it new year, new you? Guys, if you hear rustling, it's because I'm eating. You know I'm already eating.
Candice loves a little snack.
Open it up before I start talking. I'm going to open my window.
She loves a little cookie, you know? Tell me how it tastes, because I got one on the side. I want, you know. Before I open it. No. Shortbread is good, though. Buttery.
Is it?
Buttery. Taste review. Sorry, guys. We may as well veer into this.
No, that slaps.
Slaps, right?
Slaps.
Okay. I can't. Oh, my days. New year, new me. Yes, in some way. I kind of don't love that saying, but it does what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. I think new year, new me in terms of, we spoke about it. I had a moment of reckoning with the Lord. moment of reckoning with the Lord at the end of 2023. Mm. And he said to me, if you think you've been working hard in 2023, I want you to take respite in December because come January 1st, you're hitting the ground running. Mm. And I think it's not necessarily even about, you know, people are booked and busy. It's not even necessarily about that. It's about me working on me personally.
Yes.
And not putting the baton down. And we were just having a conversation off mic about discipline.
Ooh,
because Candice has surpassed
hey.
Her own expectations when it comes to discipline. I won't explain it for you, but I'll let you explain. But with the treadmill journey,
girl.
You've been on the Peloton like
girl.
Daily.
Girl, so by the time this airs, I would have surpassed 300 days. So I started January 1st, 2023 with this very naive idea. I'll tell you why it's naive, to get on the treadmill every single day. Absolute, you can't do it. I needed that maybe though for that first quarter to build that consistency. But from a point of letting your body rest and heal,
yes,
7 days a week is silly.
Yeah,
so then after the first quarter I came down to 6, and then second quarter I came down to 5, and I maintained 5 to the end of 2023, and so I should soon, by Feb, I should hit a year basically. Girl,
wow,
change my life
now. I have many questions. This episode is more for me than it is for anybody else. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because producer Charlie was like, maybe let's stop this conversation and have it on mic. And I was like, girl, I don't care when we're having it, but we're gonna have it. Because one thing about me, discipline and consistency, they don't know me. They don't know me. I am nothing but a memory or a distant cousin. They don't know me. I have no relation to the two of them, right? Because I start. I'm a good starter.
Me too.
I'm a great starter. I will do everything to start. Give me 2.5 weeks. I start to lag. Give me 4 weeks. Oh, it's not that deep. It's not meant to be. I love a little, it's not meant to be.
I
love a little, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And if it's not meant to be, and then I'll be like, I leave it to God. And okay. God's like, I'm waiting for you.
This is where, we're starting this year very high vibrational, okay?
Because
this is where we're going to church already.
Yeah.
The commitment was so much more about spirit than physical. Yes, I wanted to see physical changes, but I had to understand the physical changes weren't going to come without a shift in the spiritual. There are many sayings I like. One of my favorites is, many men can acquire, few can maintain.
That's where we're going. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do.
She said, you bitch.
That's what you want to do, bitch. No, because had I known, I'd have come correct. That's what we're going to do? Okay.
Many men can acquire, few can maintain. Let's unpack that for a sec. Many men can catch a thing. You can catch it. Can you keep it? Can you maintain it? Can you consistently show up to a high level? That's where I got to at the beginning of 2023. I come like fucking Pokemon. I can catch them all. Catching is not the problem. What the fuck?
Gotta catch them all. Me.
Queen catcher.
Oh.
Like the fuck. Like,
listen.
Sorry, play baseball in a past life.
Yeah.
Catching is not the problem.
It's keeping.
Maintaining. And let me tell you something, because I know if you understand nothing else, one thing I ain't dropping is a bag. Sometimes you gotta hit them where it hurts in the conversation, because y'all will want to unhit everything. Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
I now have a house to maintain. I've got contentment to maintain.
Yeah.
I've got a marriage to maintain.
Yeah.
I've got my mental health to
maintain.
I caught these things. I now have to maintain them.
Right.
And without discipline,
you can't.
One of my favorite trainers on Peloton, very handsome guy. Bode knows, I don't even care. God, Bode will come in there and be like, that's a good looking fella. And he's got his favorite girls too. So
really? Who's
Alex Toussaint, this black guy. He runs with a gold chain. Oh. He goes by the name of 80.
Oh, I ain't seen him. I only know the zesty one.
I love, no. Oh, you know Cody?
I know Cody.
I love Mr. Cody. No, 80.
Okay.
80. Everyone like, you married, bitch, I'm married, not blind. Listen, girl.
Say it again. Say it again.
AT always says, you have to be persistent to get it, but consistent to keep it. Persistent to get it, but consistent to keep it.
AT.
Bruh.
And I'm a persistent bitch.
Now, the thing is, when you get to a certain space in your life, career, all those things that come in at that intersection of what makes you joyful in life, the root of every fucking thing is discipline. You cannot listen to Closet Confessions ever again. This is the only thing I ever want you to take from anything I say. Every element of your life is lagging because you're not disciplined. And if you can crack, if you can, like by the middle of 2023, I was sitting up straighter in meetings. I was saying no quicker. I was making my dreams bigger. Because I was like, oh, the only motherfucking boundary was you. You not willing to show up. You not willing to do the work. Here's the other thing about discipline, guys. If this is going to be your year of discipline, you must exercise discipline over something you don't like.
That's, I'm just about to get there.
Because we can all be fucking disciplined at eating Haribo, bitch.
I was...
That ain't hot.
Shit. Harry was like, now why am I in it? Why am I in it?
Bitch, that...
Yeah.
There has to be some friction. Whatever you're going to use to exercise discipline, there has to be friction. It can't be something that you will do with your eyes closed or that you love to do. There has to be a bit of tension because it's in that tension where you're taught something.
I don't like this episode.
I'm sorry.
I don't like this episode.
And so the reason I chose running, I'm not naturally good at it. I'm not a naturally, do you know what I mean? You know, some people, we can all run, yes, but there are some people that are naturally gifted at that.
Built at that, yeah.
And so I was like, I can cycle all day. I can lift weights all day, but running is where the tension comes in. And I said, it is in this tension that I'm going to learn to increase my discipline. And like I said, it is unequivocally changed my life. And it's not only changed my life, whilst my children don't have the language for what I do.
They are seeing the discipline.
And it shows up randomly. RJ's now into PS5. Big gamer boy, that little one. Over the Christmas, playing one game. And he talks to himself a lot when playing. I'm not going to give up, you know?
Wow.
I'm not going to give up. Like, if I die now, I'll just come back later. I'll get a snack and I'm going to come back. And I'd just be peeping around the corner like, yo.
That language is already embedded. It's already
Number one, me and this brother are born on the same day. So I know you're a lazy fuck like your mother. I know. This is not in your DNA strand. Where have you learned the art of... I'm going to come again. I'm going to come. And just before Christmas, he completed the whole game. And I remember him coming upstairs and he said, you know what I had for dessert, mummy? I said, what? Like an idiot. Yeah. I was like, what? He said, I had victory.
Oh,
and
wow.
It tastes good.
He poetic like his mother too. He's poetic like his mother too.
So it's not just about you. It's the people around you. Forewarning.
I don't want, no, what?
No, because I can't just give you the good.
What?
The more disciplined you become, the people who don't want to be as disciplined as you to help you maintain, they gonna show their it.
Okay. Alrighty.
You know, like how builders' ass crack is always out, their ass gonna be out.
Okay.
All skirt, no knickers, bitch.
Okay.
Vagina lips just flapping in the wind. All right. Okay.
Labia is just loose.
Alrighty then.
Clitoris quick
candy. I'm gonna have to stop you there. I think we got it. You painted a very vivid picture. Okay. Okay. Labia majora. Like, calm down. Calm down. Ali.
And so, whilst you'll be edifying yourself, you'll also be edifying your surrounding area.
I can't lie to you.
And sometimes that's what's stopping us from bettering ourselves, because we don't want to let go of the insufficient structures we've gaslit ourselves into pretending are propping us up. Because if they're insufficient, they ain't doing shit.
Insufficient funds. I'm uncomfortable because I know. No, I'm really. No, do you know what it is?
Said,
do you know what it is? I know that for me to get to where I want to be, there has to be a shift.
There has to be, babe.
And I'm a great coaster. I coast. When things are going easy, oh, I'm gliding. I'm happy. I too can fall to the laziness. And it's funny that when it's me, my things, I can be lazy. I can drop the ball.
Group projects.
I never want to disappoint. I will show up for someone else more than I show up for myself.
You have to be your own group project, babe.
And it's frustrating because there's a missing link there that I know I need to do. It's you know how we talk about confidence being a muscle?
Yeah.
Discipline is also
it's a muscle.
You have to work it out.
It's a muscle.
And it's painful when muscle grows.
Yeah.
It's so painful. But you have to work it out. And I'm at that point where you know how you were saying off camera, you got to a point where you were frustrated at being tired?
Yeah.
I am frustrated at being tired because I know the muscles are there. They just have to be worked out. But literally, I had a moment of reckoning with the Lord, and he was like, you know your goals, right? Your dreams, your hopes, your desires. I can get you there, but can you keep them up? Can you maintain it? Can you maintain it?
Show me that you can fish. I can't keep giving you fish,
bruv. I can't.
Show me that you're about this rod and you're getting in this boat and you want to procure.
And even if you don't catch fish the first time, you're going to wake up at 6 a.m.
you're
the next day and do it again.
I'm coming back. Take rest, but I'm coming back.
Because I'm coming...
I'm coming back. It's that. It's that muscle. It's like, and you know, before we recorded this episode today, I was on live. You know, I'm on live more than Nicki Minaj.
She loves a live chat.
Whatever. And I was saying to those on live, we were talking about manifesting, but I was saying, child, menopause brain just slipped in. What the fuck was I saying? Wait, let me find it, girl. Let me circle the blocks. Let me find it. Ooh, wee-woo. I was saying
just doing some elevator music.
I was saying, because someone was talking about this whole, we were talking about discipline, and someone asked the question, you know, how do I become a better public speaker? And I was like, it's a muscle. You understand the first 5 times you're gonna flop, but then you're gonna, and I said more to the point, I said if people are asking you to do a thing, it's because you're anointed at it. Okay, so let's start there. I said, I can't get my head around how God must get so frustrated with us sometimes.
So,
he sent you down here with these gifts.
So frustrated. Yeah?
And out of lack of discipline and talking yourself out of a good thing, can't nothing get done. I said, if you were on life support, he would have pulled the plug already because you're wasting his fucking time. Imagine God just ripping out your life support. Because he said, guess what? You're an organ donor. It's better that I just kill you.
Listen.
And we spread out the juices. Listen. Because what are you?
Because someone else is going to get on their treadmill and
what
run.
What are you doing?
Because you're doing nothing.
Gift of life? What are you doing with the gifts I've given you? Don't make me make a doctor just trip over the plug. Just do. He said, you see how they're licking down the trees in the Amazon forest and we ain't got enough oxygen to go around? Let's get rid of you.
One.
Breathing all this shit up for what? To not use it?
Candice.
To not use it? So whilst my word of the year for 2023 was discipline, my word of the year for 2024 is action.
Say more.
I'm a good talker. I'm a good dreamer.
Okay.
What you got on little bitch? Uh-huh. Cute. You better become Action Man. You gotta
Ooh.
You gotta start moving. So, and now get on our Zoom. When we move our cars, you could be going in the wrong direction, but you can reverse and spin the block.
Yeah. But you're moving.
You have to move.
You gotta get up.
We're going to sit here parked up all day long talking about where we go in. You ain't going 2 foot.
You've got to get up. Now you've got the discipline. You got to get up. You got to get up.
Action.
You got to do something. Be a doer.
And it doesn't have to be the biggest action. It's just the commitment to action every day. It's sending the email. It's getting on the treadmill. It's following up with someone for a meeting.
Yeah.
It's sending a CV. It's making a cold call. It's action.
I'm not going to lie to you. You know how you felt the spirit last time?
Right.
A dove just landed on my shoulder. Call me John the Baptist. I'm about to... Will you baptize Jesus? Because let me tell you something.
John the Baptist. Of Jesus.
That dove lay on my shoulder. Because that is a word. Let me tell you what. If you cannot do... Who will do for you?
Who?
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 Who? I'm an owl. Who, bitch? Who will do for you?
And the thing is, because of the society we live in, everyone thinks it has to be grand.
No.
Or big.
No.
Or loud.
No.
Tiny moments of action.
Of doing.
Over a long period of time. And one day you're just going to wake up in the promised land and be like, how the fuck did I get? You committed to action.
You know the promised land, they took one step at a time. That is a doing. Even if you wake up and you just take that one. And then you sit back down.
One.
You've moved one step closer to a goal.
One.
There are people who didn't make it to the promised land.
Girl.
Some of them didn't make it.
Inactive. Inactive.
Mm.
Inactive.
Mm. And I don't want to come to the end of this year.
Hey!
And listen back to this episode.
Hey!
And be pissed off at myself, as I have been in many other years.
Right. And you've got to get into a place where the people that motivate you, you have to start going, wow, do they have two heads?
Yep.
This isn't to say they might not have different pots of privilege, but at the root, we're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But they are motivated, they're showing discipline, and they're moving.
Yeah. And you know, and I think it's very funny. People see the team. I'm talking in terms of, let's speak of Oprah.
Yeah.
You see the Oprah's team. But before there was Oprah's team, there was just Oprah.
There was just Oprah.
There was just Oprah.
With Winfrey. Her self-motivation, her self-belief, her action, and her discipline.
And that's it.
And that is it.
That's all she had.
And then as that...
grew.
Starts, it's like a hum that gets louder and louder.
A chorus
and
hum.
It attracts certain people.
But if you don't go...
Start the song, bitch.
Start a melody, bitch.
Like,
let's hear something.
Tinker,
something. You don't have to be Mariah Carey, but like, give us something.
Give God, the universe, something.
It's all well and good looking in the mirror and saying, I will be great. I am great. I am beautiful.
Shit.
You
ain't doing
aren't
shit.
Doing nothing.
You ain't doing shit, girl.
And then when you do, don't stop doing. That's mine. You see that?
Don't
that's
get
mine.
Complacent.
Don't get complacent. Make sure that commitment, that consistency of doing carries on, because you have to do many do's to get the
right.
big one. You can't do one or
right.
two. You can't do one or two.
And my thing is, what last year taught me is whenever there was a day when I showed up to movement and I couldn't give it my all, my key was modification is not failure.
You want to
show up every day and get an A star. Sometimes C+ is enough. If I can't run a mile, we're going to go for half. Modification is not failure. Some days it's just being able to say present. I was present. But every day, you man want home runs and PBs and shut up, man.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
What last year taught me is for every 10 runs, then out of the blue, huge PB. Huge growth.
Out of nowhere.
I was like, hold on. Yesterday, I was bent over backwards.
What happened?
It's payment.
Oh.
It's payment. You can't pay into this and not get dividends. It's you. You're going to get kickback. There's going to be interest. More than what the Bank of England can give you. That I know for sure. It's payment. Where you're reminded sporadically, wow, I am working.
Yeah.
I am showing up. I might not be able to give it everything every day, but I'm doing it every day.
And I also think, for me, I'm speaking for me, but I'm hoping it will resonate with someone. Being intentional, sitting down and writing intentional things that you actually want to make sure will happen through the year.
So it will definitely be live by now. For those of you that have not been on your Zoom, go to my website, www.candicebrathwaite.com. You're going to be able to download a free workbook called Manifesto. Unlock the year you deserve. It's completely free. You can use it on your computer or you can print it off. I would suggest you print it off. And it is a free downloadable format that I created to really get to the heart of what the intention of 2024 is. It's not a rush process. This is not something you're meant to fill out in an hour. It could take 2 weeks. It could take a month. It depends on how deep you want the work to be. But I found that for the past 6 years, I used a similar workbook. But last year, I just got this nudge that it was time to do deeper work. There were questions I wanted to answer that this workbook was no longer asking of me. And so I decided I'm going to take action.
And I'm going to
and devise one of my own. So for those of you that have missed that, now is the perfect time to go and get that free download. It should literally be on my homepage. Just click the link and download it. Let's really commit to getting to the root of the intention. Because especially when you're looking at something tied to, say, working out, too many of you are looking at the physical tick box exercises of this. I want this kind of body. I want this. I want that.
And it's bigger than that.
That has turned out to be the least gratifying part of last year for me.
The least.
It's now, what happened last year is someone can offer me something that I don't feel yet quite prepared for, but I know I have the discipline to prepare. Whereas in 2022, I would have been like, no.
Can't do that. I'm not ready.
No, I know how to get ready.
Yeah. Now I know how
I've taught myself
and stay ready. Yeah.
It's gonna, girlies, boys, it truly is your year. We say this every year.
But the thing is, because it's true every year, and because you have to believe it that year that it's your year.
I said 2023, enough is enough.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to show up and in my booklet be writing the same thing. I've been writing this shit for six years. I'm tired.
I would even go a step further. Definitely don't make it a rush job when you fill this out. I would also say gather 2, 3, 4 people you trust enough with your deepest dreams, hopes and desires. And you guys do, even if it's every 3 days for the month of January. You come in and you fill out one paragraph, you go deeper, you ask people to ask questions of you that make it even more
you're
deeper.
You're not a good perceiver of you.
No.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
You live in you. You don't get it.
Ask people to ask questions of you, to really go to the root of it and flesh out this thing. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, and that's when you have a clear understanding of what goals you are working towards.
And why.
Why.
And who. For
That part.
Who for
that part? Because I promise you, consistency won't happen if it's for someone else.
To keep someone, to make them
to make them see your worth.
It's not gonna, it don't it, run like that.
It won't, it consistency will drop immediately.
It can only ever be for you. And I said, I need to develop this skill for the long term.
Yeah.
For when my kids are at uni and they're pissing me off. For when body gets older. Like, this is a skill that is going to come into use when I'm 80. Discipline. Please be. And in our society of quick this, quick that, microwave this, quick content, 3 minute skit, da 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 da.
Discipline.
Child, let me eat my cookie. You better eat your salad now, bitch. Face your front.
She said, face your front. Mind your business.
You go on now, protein shake.
Oh my God. Okay, we do. Nah, listen. Okay then. Like I said, I got the word from God. He literally told me.
Let me leave my blogging camera out for what I'm about to say next. Well, you ain't gonna like this.
Oh, girl.
Mm-mm. You know why you better follow that fucking word? Because we're doing this together, bitch. And I don't want to throw you overboard, bitch.
Girl.
I'm not a killer, girl, but I'll push you.
Girl. No, I hear it. No, I hear it. I hear it. I hear it. Have people around you with the same level of and the same other one.
That Jay-Z line in Boss with Beyonce where he says, if everyone around you is broke except for you, we call you broke. Yeah. If you're the only one in the unit with a little net worth, everybody broke.
Everybody's broke. Because everybody.
And that's not just financial. It's on discipline. It's on honesty. Spiritual, it's on standing it's 10 on, toes down.
Yeah.
Can't only one of you have net worth?
No.
God, I hear you. You ain't got to be this loud. Okay, we were just having a little conversation at the beginning of the top of this episode. I don't understand what's happening.
No, but the cousins need to hear it.
I know. I'm going through my
she
own
said
thing.
I am the cousin.
I'm going through my own thing. But fine. No, the thing is, it's so necessary. And what? I'm turning 30 this year.
Woo!
I'm turning the big 3-0.
The closest people I work with and my best friends are all turning 30 this year.
Oh, snap.
You lot have just come out the Saturn return.
Oh my God.
You lot are just coming out that Saturn return.
Oh my God. That makes sense. It makes sense.
And I'm not even going to hold you. You could not have developed discipline in your return. It wasn't the time.
Right.
For that. It wasn't. It was time to just scatter, to have everything collapse and start fresh on a new platform.
I feel emotional.
You couldn't do it in your Saturn return.
No, I'm not crying.
It's actually impossible. So now, this feeling you're having of reformatting yourself is because you're closing the door on your Saturn return and you've learned some lessons. And you're... For my girlies turning 30 this year, it's the end of the Saturn return. Go back and listen to that episode. I think it's one of our most popular episodes ever. The door on the Saturn return is closing.
And I think also...
this is a meme waiting to happen.
I think also, as much as and as important as it is to be hard on yourself with discipline and consistency, there's also room to give yourself grace because sometimes you can't be as disciplined or as consistent as you want to be because... turn the mic off. Cousin confession.
Let's be disciplined in the conversation.
Okay.
You couldn't create those characteristics when... The Saturn return is built to pull everything down. Everything must come down and you must build from a platform of self-sufficiency, self-respect, self-love and self-care. You cannot do that and also be disciplined then because it's not the time.
Doesn't work.
But now is the time.
The time. Okay, God, I hear you. Okay. Okay.
And sometimes I wonder why I feel so old in my friendship group. I rate you, God, for the little difference in timeline. Because I've been there, trust me.
Yeah.
But my biggest personal and financial growth came between 30 and now.
Okay.
Cousin confession.
Cousin confession.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Tear stream. Down a river. What a tune. Let's get into this. Okay, we've got a cousin confession. No, there are actual tears in my eyes. Anyways, confession title. Don't know where to start. Wow. We love some drama over here.
Already?
Don't know where to start, full stop. Okay, the confession. Hi, ladies. I absolutely love your podcast. I'm a 31-year-old South African lady. I left my job almost 3 years back because I was miserable and I felt like there was absolutely no growth there. I have no dependents. So in as much as leaving my job was extremely difficult, it soothed my heart to know that there was no one who will suffer from me leaving my job. Luckily, my parents have been able to help me out with rent and other living expenses, and I haven't had to move back home. The unemployment rate in my country, the unemployment rate in my country is extremely high, and I'm just at a point of depression and frustration. I honestly don't know what to do. Giving up has never been an option. I'm not exactly creative, neither am I entrepreneurial, Given the current situation, it seems like I have to be. I feel like I'm falling behind. Everyone that I know is in happy long-term relationships or having babies and getting married. I'm too afraid to date given the current situation I'm in. And honestly, maybe dating is the last thing that should be on my mind, given that 80% of the time I'm dirt broke. I feel like my life needs some sort of direction. And I'm completely lost. Do you have any advice for me?
Girl, we need to shake off this spirit of fear. I don't fuck with it. This whole thing is giving fear and desperation. You know, those are two cents I do not like to wear.
Ooh.
Terribly cheap.
Ultra. She came for you.
They will set off your allergies.
Oh, girl.
So we need to speak from a place of positivity and conviction. And I like the fact that you were like, I don't have dependents, so it was the right... Do you know what I mean? The right time to make that decision. Just because you are currently in a tension-filled time in your life doesn't mean you're unworthy of good things.
Yeah.
You can still date. You can still
have... Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I hate that how...
When is ever the right time to date? When is ever the right time to fall in love?
As someone doing it, kids and marriage is a scam. So just...
just understand.
Chill your boots on that one.
Not a scam.
Big scam.
She said it's fraudulent. The fraudulent activity.
Can't find the receipt nowhere. Listen. As in, like, it's not all perfect.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Ever. And again, this thing we have right now of people feeling they're falling behind because we are so privy to everyone else's experience. Oh, God. Do you know what? If I haven't done it already, I've been toying with the idea. Mm. So don't take it personally, Charlie or you. I've been toying with the idea of unfollowing everyone on social media, like doing a Beyonce. Mm. I am in my create, not consume era. I'm in my, I will give, I will speak the wisdom, but I have overconsumed for the last 10 years and it really warps what reality is because you see the babies, the wedding, the promotions, it's not all real, if any at all. Mm-mm. So I'm like, you need to get more in your create. You don't have to be creative to create. You're creating all the time. You need to pull back on ingesting other people's livelihoods. That's really important. I think there's also nothing wrong in the time being of taking a job to simply sustain.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't promote that enough in our era.
Not even sustain. Just to pass time. Just get a part-time job, three days a week. You go in, you have some human interaction, you get a cheeky
tip. Take a load off. It doesn't have to be on the side of your career narrative or the end goal.
It just has to not make your mental health deplete.
It needs to stimulate you. Just stimulate.
That's all you need. For the meantime, like you said, you have the support system.
Yeah.
You have the support system. I know for other people it's different.
Yeah.
But just to... dimmer.
And we can't, because we can't have you slipping further and further down this hole.
No.
I think it's important to widen your job search reach and not only look for jobs that you think are going to lead to a career step or promotion, but think about how important it is to have your brain ticking over.
And I also think, listen, people underestimate the power of a hobby.
I keep saying it.
People underestimate the power
of a hobby. And not everything has to be fucking tied to capitalism, man. Girl.
Nobody is asking you to create a candle empire. You like candles. You enjoy a nice scent.
Not everything must be monetized.
It doesn't have
Not everything must be monetized.
It's a fun thing that you do for yourself. And sure, maybe you might monetize it, but you don't have to. Don't start with the intention of, I'm going to build this multi-million, billion-dollar, trillion. Calm
down. Pressure just gets licked on from the top.
And it takes the pleasure out of that hobby. Whatever your hobby is, knitting, crocheting.
Yeah, you need a hobby, babe.
Even reading.
Yeah.
Do a hobby, something that gives you escapism.
What gives you joy that you didn't have time for because your job was eating into it?
Exactly. I would start there because at the moment we're trying to cultivate joy.
Yes.
We're trying to cultivate things that give you moments of peace. Mm. And those are the things you used to use to escape from your job.
Yeah.
That's where you should start. Mm-hmm. That's your first place of respite. Once you go from there, you can spiderweb out.
Yeah.
But I think life is already hard enough. Don't make it harder for yourself.
And I appreciate the data surrounding your job prospects. The issue is you're talking to two girls that don't really believe in data. Because if we did, we wouldn't have started this podcast.
Facts. Nor would we still be on a mic. I'll tell you that for free.
We don't be dealing in no data, guru.
We don't.
Because you lean too far into that. It's slimming down the vision you have for yourself before you even start. Like I said, just look for a job that passes time and keeps your brain ticking over whilst also aligning with a hobby. Giving yourself enough joy to leave space for those moments of magic when they come along. When someone on this job that you're not that interested in comes in and sparks up a conversation, you need to leave that door open. And a lot of you, when we're talking about, again, the theme is action, a lot of you are sitting in these dark rooms thinking action's going to come to you. No, you have to take the first step.
You've got to.
You know?
And I also think, just circling back also to the dating aspect of what you're talking about, don't put pressure on yourself.
I wish men would say they're too broke today. The fuck?
Listen.
Sorry to get salty for a sec.
I wish a man would say, I have too much generational trauma today. But here we are.
I've got too many mummy trouble.
Here we are. I think, look, what I would do if I was you, girl. Let me tell you what I would do. Okay. I'll get on a cheeky little app. Okay. Start swiping. Start chatting. You go for coffee dates. You go for dinner dates. Child, like you said, the purse strings ain't doing what the purse strings need to do. Get a meal from that man. You ain't got to sleep with him. You ain't even got to talk to him after the meal. Have a nice little meal. Have a kiki. You know what it's good for? Great for networking. Great for getting you out of the house. When you get to that bar, you talk to the people at the behind the bar. Hey, how long have you been with?
Your husband at the bar waiting for this.
You might even get your job, your little hobby job, your little pastime job at the bar, your regular bar that you go to that you know closes at 10:30 p.m. So it's a great time for you to get home. Fantastic. Fantastic. You don't know what the prospects are, but putting these roadblocks because you aren't where you think you need to be for you to have the joy and the happiness that you deserve is insane.
And I tell you this for free, as a master manifester, the joy must come before the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling must enter the chat before the thing. You have to feel worthy and feel joyful and feel that you're about it. It can't be the other way around. When this thing gets here,
Because let me tell you something, you won't recognize the feeling because you don't know what it feels like. You won't recognize it.
Your feeling will only ever be dependent on the thing.
And also you have to be good at creating that feeling, because now you're in your marriage, your man is running you up the wall, your kids are here, you're tired, you have, everybody's asking for a meal, everybody wants to eat in the house.
You weren't disciplined about taking action in developing that feeling.
You didn't know how to cultivate it.
You were waiting for a thing and a trigger.
You didn't know how to cultivate it.
When I get that job, then I'll be, when I meet that,
when
I'll
I,
be,
when I,
no, now.
Now. Now, and also another thing, and this isn't necessarily to you, cousin. to the girlies who are like, I've lost my job or I'm out of a job or I'm da 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 da, there are so many free courses online.
Yes. There,
Google have loads of courses for women in tech. I don't know the full thing. But you know those like techie jobs. They have lots of free courses. STEM, that's the one. There are so many free, and not just Google, there are so many, right?
There's
and
just so many free resources.
Free resources. Get ready so, no, get ready so you don't have to stay ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. That one.
It was be ready. My time of unemployment before this job started making me money. That's when I mastered Final Cut Pro.
Editing.
That's how I learned to light a set. Period. That's when I taught myself about audio. Yep. Like, so many people, they're just shocked that I can do all those elements. I said, but I knew I was coming here.
Yeah.
So I had to prepare. Like,
would I start preparing once somebody opens the door? Like, I'm going to look like a bumbling fool.
I'm prepared.
I'm ready.
I'm prepared.
In fact, when the door opens, I'm now annoyed that you didn't come to the door to open it sooner because I've been in the cold.
Is that not my life's annoyance? Like, I've been prepared. I took the time where people would normally just wallow.
Yes.
And I said, how can I educate myself? How can I upskill in this moment?
And I think also, ooh,
the dove.
Mm-mm.
This bloody dove.
Mm-mm.
There used to be a show I used to watch, guys, called Touched by an Angel. I don't know if anyone remembers this show. She's given Touched by an Angel.
Listen.
Energy. She's like,
You know, when I look back at my life, we were talking about this in the car the other day.
Oh, we were. No, because now I'll cry. Stop it.
When I look back at my life, there is a time of my life I remember quite vividly. We'll call this era the Ilekki meter.
The Ilekki meter era. For those of you
who don't know what we're talking about, in the UK, there are credit. And prepayment.
And the Ilekki meter is a prepaid electric meter where you have to top up a card with money to get access to electric. It's not just flowing to your house.
Constantly. So it's usually in households that are lower income.
Yes. Or have to pay back debt because to the electric company.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had an electric meter growing up. When I look back at where I was, and I had it growing up, but I also had it at uni. I had it after, like, me and the Ilekki meter, we were best friends. No,
it actually just gives me PTSD.
Girl.
We were constantly in emergency. There's like a £5 deficit on there, guys, called emergency, where if you have no money, you can put the emergency money on. We lived in emergency.
I lived in debt for electricity for majority of my life, okay? But the girl who was walking to the shops to top up that electric meter was also the same girl who understood and knew, without doubt, without shaking, without hesitation.
People ask me every day, they're like, did you know this would be your life?
Yes. I want you to know, when I was about 9 years old, one of my friends came to stay at my house and I was like, oh, let's design our future houses. She looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, you don't do that in your... I said, mine will have a helipad.
I love this.
I said, mine will have an elevator. I said, because I don't want to walk around a big house. And the girl looked at me like I was bat shit. I will never forget it. We were in my bed together, laying on our bellies, talking at night, whispering, because my mum's, you know, if mother catches you, she's going to slap you, whispering. I'm like, what's going to be in your house? And she was like, oh, I don't know. I'll probably just like live near my parents. Girl, I'm not, this is what you see right now does not define who I am.
It's literally just a chapter in a very long story.
Long book.
And it's a necessary chapter because it allows me to have the experience to tell you that it is possible.
Very.
That it is over possible.
Very.
I'm now so abundant and fulfilled in every column of my life. That sometimes I don't know what to do with myself.
But you have to believe it, baby. And
like,
you have to believe.
We can't, you know, it's something we're just gonna, it's gonna have to be habit, a bit like the discipline you're about to journey, you're gonna go, it has to be habit. We're gonna have to keep reinforcing this to you and reminding you and massaging it into you.
You have to believe it.
You have to believe it.
And don't let your circumstances, don't let your ever, current situation
ever
talk to you.
Or for you.
Or for you.
Because some of you are going into rooms as your current circumstance, not as your future self. And it's pissing me off.
Listen,
head down,
I would hold,
leg dragging.
I would hold that electric meter key like it was a key to a Lamborghini. Because I knew that this key does not define me. It's a moment.
Some of my friends used it's to a blink. Get so mad because what did they used to say? And it was my granddad who taught me to do the opposite. They were like, but you don't dress like you're poor. I remember one day going to the job centre because I used to have to sign on and the security guard being like, why do you come here? You clearly don't need to be here. I said, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
You're actually right.
No, you're right.
Because you're speaking for future me. So I claim
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right.
But at this point, this is what I have to do to get there.
Yeah.
And who am I to despise the story I'm going to... It's all for the storyline, baby.
Storyline, baby. The memoir.
It's all for the storyline, okay? So you have to start seeing these small moments of pain as purpose.
Ooh.
Because how can two girls with Aleki meters who are outsiders and sit on the fringes?
How?
It never makes sense. But I told you we don't deal in data.
It don't make sense.
And it never will.
And let me get, I'll tell you what, let me even forward you first class delivery paracetamol for the headache you're going to get trying to figure out how we got here. I promise you, it don't make sense. But I also want you to know that I knew I was going to be
and
right here.
And I say this big. You ain't seen that.
You ain't seen. This is just the beginning.
Baby, we're on just... floor one.
Honey.
We're on floor one.
I climbed from the basement to get to floor one. You think I'm stopping at floor one? Oh.
We're on floor one.
Oh, just you wait.
And let's start this episode and come back to it at the top of 2025. Bitch.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. What said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.